Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to this conversation on the economy and what that means for your bond portfolio. I'm Caleb Stevens. I serve banks in Georgia, along with my counterpart, Chris Wright. And today I am joined by Tom Fitzgerald, our Director of Strategy and Research here at the South State Bank Correspondent Division, as well as Joe Collins in our Fixed Income Group. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, great weekend.
Well, Tom, let's kick it to you. Tell us what's kind of going on in the economy right now. What are you seeing at a high level, and what do folks need to be aware of?
Well, thanks, Caleb. I think when you look back at the last year and you kind of try to determine what's really been driving the market and rates, it's been really things other than economic news. You know, first we had the lockdowns, and then you had the CARES Act. That was the first stimulus package. The market traded off of that. And then you went through those cycles of up and down virus cases in the summer. And then the news of the vaccine started to surface. And again, that was a driver of the market. And then you had a second stimulus that came right before year end. And then we had a third stimulus just now in the past week or so that's been passed. And it's slowly going to be working its way into the economy. So I think at this point now after the last year, that the market driver is going to be what the economy is doing now with all of that assistance from the fiscal side and from the Fed on the monetary side and all of the news that we've had to absorb. I think finally they're going to turn their attention back to the economy. And so when you look at the big drivers of the action going forward, I think it's going to be what happens with the employment numbers, what happens with the inflation numbers. And you look back and say, okay, right now the expectation is that we're looking at GDP for the year between 5% and 6%. So if there's numbers that come out that say, hey, it looks like we might be doing better than that, that's probably going to pressure yields even higher than they've gotten to already. By the same token, if we see numbers, some disappointing economic numbers, then that's probably going to be a case where you see, the Treasury's rally off of that. So really, we're kind of going to get back to some semblance of normality, at least trading off of economic news and not so much off the what's happening in Washington and what's happening, with the public health situation. And again, like I said, I think with the market right now, the 10-year is at 160. I think where we go from here, if we start to see some surprises to the upside, that'll push rates up. I think 2% is maybe doable, but I don't know. It's gonna be a grind to get there. And then I think at that point, you get the Fed's attention on the long rate. So again, we're going to kind of move back to that. The economy is what it is, and it's going to be the driver of rates, I think, going forward in 2021.
Well, in light of that, Joe, what are you seeing in the bond portfolio? What any thoughts do you have as far as the challenges and opportunities that folks need to be thinking about for their bond portfolios?
Yeah, over the last month or so, with the pullback in rates, we've seen banks shift their focus a little bit more from adding duration to the portfolio and looking more at focusing on the cash flow structure and extension risk that they might need to mitigate a little bit with rates rising. And the parameters I'm talking about, the cash flow structure, extension risk, where rates are currently coupled with the latest sentiment that we've seen, banks want to focus on the mortgage-backed securities that provide good cash flows currently. And those are typically in the 15 to 10-year sector. And the other parameter that we're seeing banks focus on is basically getting away from the premium exposure they've been paying on the mortgage-backed securities. Over the past year, we've seen mortgage-backed securities price well over 103 and higher. And, through the last month or so, we've been able to see these same mortgage-backed products that they've been buying starting to trade closer to par, even below par. So I think with the latest pullback, the banks are looking to mitigate some of that premium exposure as well that they've taken in their portfolio the last year. So, both of those strategies, whether it's, looking at the cash flow structure with the pullback in rates and seeing where rates might be going from here, as well as, looking at mitigating some of that premium exposure, are both good, solid, foundations to work on going forward.
Well, Tom, you put out a really helpful quarterly bond accounting, bond portfolio trend analysis. I think you got one coming out again this April. Is that right?
That's right, Caleb. I try to put one out every quarter. So once we finish the March month end, I'll turn around and put together that package. Should be something in about the second week of April. where we'll have that. We've got about 140 banks or so that we bond account for. So it makes a real good kind of peer group to look at what are they doing in their portfolios and how are the characteristics and the performance of those portfolios trending. So we'll have that out updated sometime in early April.
Good deal. Well, I know we sent out the one from last quarter not too long ago, and I think that was helpful to a lot of folks. And so we'll be anxiously awaiting that next one, and we'll be sure to send that to you guys, the listeners, when that is available. So thank you guys both for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.